This is Evangelist George McTyre of the Word of God Ministry, and our message for this session is a message that was published in print form in July of the year 1995. It is being put into audio in January of the year 2024. So that's almost 30 years from the time it was published until the time it's being put into audio. And the reason why I'm giving you the dates, the difference between the two, is because in the process of reading this particular message, I might be making reference to some events or some times or places that back in 1995 were relevant in the production of this message that may not be relevant today. However, when it comes down to the Word of God, it is always relevant. Yesterday, today, and forever. 24/7. Doesn't matter how far into the future you go or how far into the past you go, God's Word is relevant. Now, to get into our message, our subject scripture is found in the Gospel of Luke, chapter number 8, and verse number 35. And as I say, this is for the month of July 1995. If you have your Bibles on that scripture, you will find these words recorded. Then went they out to see what was done, and they came to Jesus, and found the man out of whom the devils were departed, sitting at the feet of Jesus, clothed and in his right mind, and they were afraid. The title for this message: And along came Jesus. And along came Jesus. Now, in one of the most stirring stories of deliverance recorded in the Bible, we see the effect and power of the Lord Jesus Christ on a man that was as far gone as you can possibly get spiritually, mentally, and physically. Read verses 26 through 40 in this passage of scripture. This was the man, okay, in this story there is a man whose real name was not given, but who was referred to as Legion, L-E-G-I-O-N. As you read the account of this story, it tells about a man that was so possessed with devils that he wandered around in the graveyards, picking up stones and cutting himself, no doubt trying to kill himself. We don't know when this state of being came on him, but we do know that he had been this way for a long time. He was well known among the people in the area. This demonic possession was so strong that on several occasions after the people had tried to tie him up in all manner of things, from ropes and chains, look at St. Mark chapter number 5, verses 3 and 4, which is another account of this same story. He broke free. He never seemed to harm anyone, or at least the Bible doesn't say so. He more or less kept to himself and sought to harm only himself. The future of this man was hopeless. There was nothing that anyone could do for him because the devils inside of him had total control over him. Can you imagine the type of life this man must have lived? Total isolation, no friends, no relatives, a fugitive, suicidal. All that surrounds him is the dead. People would run from him. There is no telling what kind of food he ate. It was probably garbage. Everything about him was repugnant. He was, to say the least, totally without any hope. But along came Jesus. Jesus, having come to the area by ship, is walking past the place where this man is living when the man sees him and runs to him and worships him. Now this seems strange. A man controlled by demons, enemies of God, running to him and worshiping him. Well, maybe it isn't so strange at all when you look at it like this. Even in his most depressed or oppressed state, there was a desire within him to be free. There was a battle raging on the inside. And in this instance, something down deep inside him saw Jesus as the answer to that desire. And in a moment of sheer will, the man overcame the demonic force and fought his way to Jesus. But as soon as he got to Jesus, the demons took over and cried out and made it seem as if the man was speaking and asked the Lord not to torment him. Now, Jesus, recognizing what was happening, commanded the demon to come out of the man. Jesus then asked the demon, "What is your name?" The demon said, "Legion, for we are many." After some conversation, Jesus allowed the demons to go into a herd of swine that was nearby, and the herd ran down to the river and drowned themselves. This lets you know what the demons would do to you if it were not for the fact that you have a mind. And as long as your mind is clear, you will not allow the demons to do to you what they did or what they want to do. And your mind can only be clear when God is a part of your life, because without Him, you can do nothing, but be like those swine. Witnesses to this event ran and told the townspeople what had happened, and they came and saw the man, now clothed in his right mind. The man was delivered. He could now go on and lead a productive life in society. All of this because Jesus came along. The man was so grateful that he wanted to follow Jesus. But the Lord told him to go to his home and be a witness to what Jesus was able to do for him. As a result, the next time Jesus came to that town, many came to see him. Throughout his ministry here on earth, Jesus made a great difference in many people's lives. We are talking about blind men that had been blind for life with no hope of ever seeing, but along came Jesus. Deaf people with no hope of hearing, but along came Jesus. There was a man that was lame sitting at a pool called Bethesda trying to get healed so that he could walk. But every time the opportunity came, someone else got into the pool before he did. Go to St. John and read the Gospel of St. John, chapter number 5, verses 2 through 9, and read the story about him. It seemed like this man would have to stay the way he was, but along came Jesus. St. Luke chapter 7, verses 12 through 15, tells of a widow that has lost her only son. Her life, already in shambles because of the death of her husband, now has to deal with the death of her son. She has nothing left, but along came Jesus. Lazarus was dead and in his grave 4 days. Death is always the final thing that can happen to you. It's as final as it can get. There's no coming back from that. I'm making a comment now, and I'm not reading it verbatim. But once again, along came Jesus. Time after time, when things seemed hopeless and there was no way out, along came Jesus. There are many stories like this in the Bible, and they let us know, but let's look at the different sources. Let's look at it from a personal side of the story. See, we got Bible stories, and then we have real stories. I mean, when I'm saying real stories, I mean present day stories. And I'm going to use myself as the example. I don't want to pick on any of y'all, because you're going to start writing some nasty letters and tell me I need to mind my own business, and I'm sounding like, one of these right-wing conspiracy theorists, you know, all that 9 yards, so I'm going to use myself. Now, in using myself, think about it, that's right. I was lost in sin. a pimp, hustler, forger, making up false IDs for people and things like that, womanizer, chasing women, gambler, and more. I was on my way to hell having a good time, serving the devil on every hand. People would say about me, there is no hope for you. And guess what? I didn't care. I was enjoying myself. Wasn't even thinking about God or heaven. But guess what? Along came Jesus. And just like that man Legion, at first I ran from him, then I turned around and ran to him, and he changed my life. Now, when I tell people how I used to be, they can't believe it. They think I have been serving God since I was a child, and that I am ignorant to what goes on in the nightlife and on the street. They try to run game on me and think I don't know it. Big mistake. All of the stuff that has passed away, Jesus did it. He changed my life. I couldn't do it on my own. My point is that no matter how torn up, twisted, afflicted, oppressed, or depressed your life is, there is someone that can straighten it out for you. His name is Jesus Christ. You can't do it on your own. Unconsciously, that is what you really want. You want to have peace of mind, joy, and most of all, true love, but you just can't seem to find it. You try drugs, and that doesn't help. You try alcohol, and that doesn't do it. You try sex, and that can't stop it. Everything you put your hand to falls apart. Sometimes you feel like ending it all. You may have even attempted it, and that even failed. You are just like Legion. You hang with the dead people, aka also known as the in crowd. Today we could also say the hip-hop generation. Hello, somebody. You are slowly trying to kill yourself with all types of drugs, just to get a few minutes or hours of peace. You try to sleep, but sleep escapes you. Why? Because you are serving a taskmaster whose only reward to his faithful servants is eternal torment both on earth and in the lake of fire and brimstone. Is that what you want? Are you satisfied with your life? If you are a fool. Look at the big picture. Eternal life or eternal torment, blessing or cursing, peace of mind or insanity, life or death. The choice is yours. God can't make it for you. I can't make it for you. You, like the man, have to muster up enough strength to run to Jesus. I did a message about this the previous month called the Gray Zone, which basically sets about the same thing about the difference between blessing and cursing, life and death, and heaven and hell, and stuff like that, called The Gray Zone. If you get a chance, look it up and read it, or there's an audio for that as well. But anyway, let's get on with the message now. If you are tired of serving the devil and fighting to stay alive and in your right mind, then Jesus wants you to know that he is here right now, knocking at the door of your heart. He is saying to you, if you will but open the door for me, I will come into you and sup with you, and you with me. He is saying he will come in and abide with you and in you. That means that he is there to stay. And if he is going to do that, he will clean your house, talking about your heart first, by casting out the demons that are there to influence your life through your mind. He will renew your mind. All you have to do is ask him in. Say, Jesus, come into my heart and be Lord of my life. Take charge of my life and use me to your glory. I believe in your virgin birth, death on the cross, and your resurrection from the dead. With that simple prayer, you have begun a new life in Christ. Even though you may not feel any different, all of the old things have passed away, and behold, all things are new. You are a new creation in him. All the old things have passed away, and behold, all things are new. That means that your record, the one that God has on your past life up to this point, has been totally wiped out. As far as God is concerned, you have just been born. You are starting out brand new, just like a newborn baby. That is one of the reasons why we use the term born again. Many times, the reason you act the way you do is that deep down inside your being, the devil is running a guilt trip on you. He is telling you you're no good. Look at what you have done over your entire life. You are on your way to hell. You will never make it to heaven. But the devil is a liar and the father of lies. Well, that's the end of our message, and I hope that you got something from it. And I want you to remember this, that no matter how bad things are in your life, no matter how much evil you have done to others and to yourself, makes no difference. Your life can be as bad as my life was, and people will tell you there's no hope. But remember this, along came Jesus. And if he can do it for me, he can do it for you as well. Well, this is Evangelist George McTyre closing out this message as usual by saying, may God bless you and your family real good until we come together again in Jesus' name. Good day.